Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn something utterly, utterly useful. Stuff in Chinese. We have Jessie from Transition. Hi, Jessie.
Hey, hi, Xiaolan.
你好. Stuff in English. Stuff, I thought we're talking about the stuffed goose or stuffed turkey. No, stuff means...Stuff.
Anything.
Stuff. Yeah. Yeah. So anything. So the mug here, the mic there,the clock there, but not person. Not people, not animals. Stuff.
Sure. Stuff. Anything. Any inanimate object.
Right. And this is the word we use the multiple times in English, same as in Chinese. In Chinese, we say 东西.
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 东西. Both are first tones.So we make it flat. 东西.
东西.
东西. Okay. 东 means east. The direction east. And 西, you can guess, is the direction west.
West.
Yeah. So how come east and west, 东西, becomes stuff?
Yeah. That's my question. You read my mind. Yeah.
Right. Okay. So 东西, there are a couple of stories.I can tell you.
Okay.
Yeah, a few of them. Okay. In ancient China, there were two major cities. They were trading cities. One is Chang'an.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is Luoyang. And Luoyang is in the east.
Right.
The east capital. Right. Chang'an is in the west capital. And because they were the trading cities,
yeah.
And people tend to go there and buy stuff. So when the people went to Chang'an, they say, oh,I buy west. And then when they go to Luoyang in the east,
yeah.
They say, I went to buy east.
Okay.
So, 买东, and then 买 is to buy.
Yep.
So, 买东, I yep. went shopping in the east capital. That's the way they say it.
Okay.
And then another yeah. to say, I went to the west capital to buy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Then they say, 买西.
买西.
And to buy stuff from both cities because they trade.
Mm.
Then 买东西.
Okay.
So I buy west and buy east. Buy east and buy west. 买东西. So that's one story.
Yeah, I like it. Immediately, having that way of imagining it
mm-hmm.
helps to remember those two words, the east and the west trading cities and
yep.
together.
And that was yep. during the Han Dynasty.
Han so, Dynasty.
Yeah,
okay.
At that time. And then that's one version of the story. But before yep. we go into the next story, we should look at two characters about east and west because they are so useful when you go on the tube. You go
yeah.
on the motorway,
yeah.
You need to know which way to go, either east or west.
Yeah.
So it's not only useful in terms of stuff, it's useful in navigating yourself. So, 东 is east. It's the character of having a sun, the sun in the sky,
yep.
in between a tree. So you can imagine, in ancient time, people looked at the sun coming out.In between the trees, they
yeah.
know that's where the east direction is.
Okay. So it rises there behind the trees.
That's right.
Yep.
And the character for west, in ancient time, actually, that looks like a nest, basically, the bird nest.
Mm.
And that indicates that the birds, they went back to the nest at night after a day of
okay.
flying, searching for worms and bugs to eat. So at night, the birds go back to the nest.
Mm.
So west is the shape of the bird nest.
Yeah, it does look like that. Yeah,
yeah.
I can see it.
Now, another story is actually that was during Song Dynasty. There was a famous scholar called Zhu Xi. And one day he was carrying his basket, going out shopping. And then people say, hey, what did you buy? And he said, oh, do you remember how to say buy in Chinese?
买.
买. He said, 买东西。
买东西.
Yeah, and people say, what? Why do you buy east and west? Why don't you buy south and north?
yeah, what's so good about east
yeah,
and west?
Yeah, and then Zhu Xi, he's been a scholar, he's very clever,
yeah.
so he came out with a story. He said, okay, the east actually represents the wood. If you remember, there are five elements in Chinese culture.
Yeah.
Wood, anything made out of wood, such as plant, your furniture, stuff,
yep.
even your basket at that time, or your bed.Is actually the wooden texture. So east represents anything made out of woods. And then west is means metal in the five elements.
Yeah.
So a lot of stuff like your sword
yeah.
or even this mic, is made out of metal. So east and west is stuff. Why you can't buy north or south? Because north means water. And you can't put water in a basket.
Yeah.
It's a bamboo basket at that time. And then south, that means fire in Chinese five elements.
Right.
So your basket will be on fire.
Yeah.
So you can't buy north and south, but you can buy east and west. So 买东西.
Clever guy.
Yep. And we don't know which version of the story is real,
yeah.
but this is how people come out. Maybe that's the post-mortem being clever.
Yeah, working backwards.
Yeah, so stuff is 东西. Right, so when I say I'm eating stuff,
yeah.
吃东西.
吃东西.
吃东西, 吃 is to eat.
So it's even food, foodstuffs.
Yeah, anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we can say 买东西, shopping.
That's an important one.
Yeah. 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 So 买东西 is a day-to-day word people use, 买东西.
买东西.
Yeah. You can call most stuff, 东西. But the only thing you don't call 东西 is people.
Okay.
If you call people 东西, that's insult.
I see.
Okay, so you probably heard, since you lived in Taiwan for a while, people say, 你不是东西. You are not stuff.
Yep.
That means you are such an... whatever. You are so bad, and it's actually quite bad, so don't say it, and don't say someone not stuff.
Okay.
Okay. It's
never refer to anybody as stuff.
No,
even
no.
Even say they're not stuff.
That's right. Yeah, when you say not stuff, and you can actually, just don't say it. There are certain things you can't say in many different languages, and in Chinese, don't say people not stuff.
Sure.
Okay, but we need to learn how to recognize that in case people say that to you. So, 不是.
不是.
不是. 不, 不, that means negative.
Yep.
是 is just like English, is.
Is, yep.
That's right. 不是, not.
Okay. 不是.
不是东西.
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 Yeah, so if you have children around you, you should not teach them this, but you must be able to recognize it. So, in case someone say that to you.
Yes.
All right. Thank you very much, Jesse, for joining us. Thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we learn how to say stuff, 东西. To buy stuff, 买东西. Eating, you can say 吃东西. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
再见.
再见, Jesse.
Bye-bye.